Election officials in Afghanistan are also seeking what they see as the least bad option. It's been 5 weeks now since Afghanistan held a presidential election, and there's still no official winner. A preliminary count has incumbent Hamid Karzai well ahead, but widespread allegations of fraud have delayed a final outcome. Afghan and international officials now plan to review about 10% of the polling stations that have been flagged as suspicious. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has the story from Kabul.
Election officials here have decided to audit 313 polling stations to help determine which votes from the controversial election should be cast out. People who attended a closed-door meeting at the main United Nations compound yesterday say which polling stations are affected as being kept secret for now to prevent tampering. Those stations selected for the audits are ones where a single candidate received 95% or more of the votes cast, or where a suspiciously large number of ballots were cast, or both. The idea behind the sampling of suspect votes is to allow for a speedier announcement of final results. Canadian Grant Kippen heads the Electoral Complaints Commission. He hopes the random audit of the ballots will resolve the matter.
So the exact timeline is not known, but I think it's going to be a more efficient way of doing this audit and recount than if we went to look at every single one of the boxes.
Saving time is crucial. Winter in this mountainous country is only a few weeks away, after which many roads will become impassable. That will make it impossible to hold a runoff election should enough votes be stricken to require one. The uncertainty is already paralyzing the Afghan government, which is seen by a growing number of people here as ruling without a legal mandate. Waheed Omar is the campaign spokesman for incumbent President Hamid Karzai, who won the election based on the preliminary tally. Omar says he's cautiously optimistic about the planned audit.
It has been a long and painful wait for the people of Afghanistan, and it has to be over as soon as possible.
But like most other efforts by Afghan and international election officials here, the upcoming audit is generating nervousness and suspicion. Former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah is Karzai's chief rival.
What they have announced recently about the sampling, it is extremely unclear what they are talking about. We don't know. They say that it has to be transparent, it has to be fair, but we don't know the details.
Abdullah says it would have been easier to simply cast out some 1.5 million questionable ballots, but Karzai spokesman Waheed Omar says his side will object to any effort that significantly changes the already announced tally.
If somebody decides at the end of the day that so-and-so number of votes are cut from President Karzai's votes and he goes below 50%, somebody has to explain it.
Many Western and Afghan election observers here say such grousing is understandable. They argue allegations of fraud should have been dealt with more quickly and decisively by Afghan officials and the international community. But they also predict the audit could restore some credibility to the election. Candice Rondeau is the senior analyst in Afghanistan for the International Crisis Group.
Whoever the next president is, even if they are disappointed in who it is, will determine their ability to go around the corner and buy a carton of milk, and to do so without having to pay a bribe to get through the police checkpoint. This is what really concerns Afghans today, is their ability to get around securely, to live their lives, to send their children to school without fear of harassment or fear that they'll actually be bombed. And they expect their government to answer for this. And the fact that there haven't been answers for the last 8 years is really what's sort of riveting everybody to the outcome.
The election controversy could have a bright side, adds Nader Naderi, who heads the Free and Fair Election Foundation of Afghanistan, which helped monitor last month's polls.
If we end up with an acceptable result, I would say Afghanistan has taken, despite all of this issue, a positive step forward, because the debate in this process have helped maturing both the politicians and also the public.
The audit might begin as early as next week, although officials say questions of who will be allowed to observe the process and where the reviews will take place are still being worked out. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.